Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan in Richmond, 105.1 FM, and we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Wherever you may be, you can take us on the go. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Joining our team every Friday at this time is our pal John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf has new drivers in stock. Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping and Cobra. So come get in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody?
We're doing all right. Doing probably well. Better than Coach Calipari. We'll start with him. The last four tournaments haven't gone well. They missed it once. They've been bounced in the first round twice, made it to the second round last year. What are your thoughts? And I kind of wanted to relate it to, we were talking about the fact that his methodology is he recruits guys who are one-and-doners, top guys in the country. But now with the transfer portal, a team like Oakland that could have a sixth-year guy knock down 10 threes, maybe have a competitive advantage. And I was thinking, you know, Coach K kind of changed his ways where he didn't want to be a guy who had one and doneers, but eventually he had to do that to compete.
Yep.
Do you think Cal will change? Will he even have the opportunity to change?
Well, I would hope he'll have the opportunity to change. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach, for crying out loud. Went to four Final Fours in 5 years at one stage. Now, you're right. Last few years haven't been great for him, and we know how all fans are. There's a tendency to say, oh, Kentucky fans. Kentucky fans are really no different than fans anywhere else. They're just a little more entitled because they've had so much success through the years. But, you know, if you look at the game yesterday, I did a column Wednesday for the Thursday paper on Greg Campy, and as he was telling me about the players on his team, you know, one of whom Campy's coached for so long that one of his best players is the son of a guy who played for Greg Campy.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And the second leading scorer on the team came to Oakland as a walk-on, averaged 4 points a game, and this year averaged 13 a game. And I sat there thinking to myself, because he and Calipari are very close friends. In fact, he told me that after they won the Horizon League final against Milwaukee, the very first text he got was from Calipari.
That's awesome.
And at the end of it, he said, now they'll probably make us play each other, which is typical of the NCAA if you think about it.
Yeah.
But it's obviously a great story. But people will focus more on the Kentucky side of it and the fact that the last 4 years have not been good at all postseason for Kentucky. And I wonder, because what great coaches do, and John's a great coach, let's not get this wrong. There's a tendency, because he basically invented the one and done, even though he would always say, I did not invent it, and by rule he certainly didn't. But John, and people get away from how good a coach John's been through the years. He took a 1-27 UMass team and turned it around and went to the Final Four, and Marcus Camby, of course, you know, caused them to have that vacated. Mm-hmm. But he turned Memphis around. The only place he didn't do well was with the New Jersey Nets. Mm-hmm. So great coaches, when they fail, sit down and with their staff and they say, okay, what are we doing wrong? Let's not make excuses. Let's not talk about injuries. What do we have to change? You remember 2014, Duke lost in the first round. I'm forgetting who it was. It was a team from the Sun Belt, or the Atlantic Sun, excuse me. And they were beaten soundly. And Krzyzewski sat down and said, okay, what are we doing wrong? And he said, we've got to have upperclassmen with the one and done.
Yeah, that was Mercer, John.
Mercer, thank you very much, from Georgia.
78-71.
Yeah, and they made all the big shots down the stretch, and Duke did not. And Jabari Parker got completely outplayed by a sixth-year player named Jacob Galone, who'd had two ACL surgeries. And he scored 20 points on Parker, and Parker shot, like, I think 3-for-14. So these upsets do happen. That's why we watch. But the point is, Krzyzewski said, okay, what am I doing wrong? Mm. And he did little things, like starting to follow his players on what's it called now, X.
Yeah.
And recruited, you know, different kinds of players, not just all one-and-done superstars. There were three key – a year later, they won the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one-and-dones, most notably Tyus Jones, who's here in Washington now, and Jahlil Okafor. But they also had Quinn Cook, who was a senior. They had Marshall Plumlee, who was a senior and the least talented of the three Plumlee brothers. And they had one other senior who played, I always forget his name, Jefferson. And they won a national championship. And so don't be shocked if Cal comes back with a completely different type of team and wins a national championship yet next year. Wouldn't shock me. Hmm. You know, there are no, I mean, what Danny Hurley's done, losing five of his top eight scorers and being the number one seed in the tournament, is remarkable because, mm-hmm. as you said, teams change so much from year to year.
I would probably agree with you. I don't think they'll get rid of him. I mean, he's got a $33 million buyout, so I'm not sure they're going to be willing to pony that up.
Jason, I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you fire a coach, especially a coach like John Calipari, the first question you have to ask yourself before you do it is, who are we going to get who's better?
Yeah. I would think Kentucky can kind of recruit itself, but you could be totally right. And it's not like he doesn't go out and get transfers, because two of the starters yesterday, Reeves
right.
and Mitchell, were transfers, older kids transfers. But, and the question I have is, with all these young kids coming in, and he's got four of the top 20 prospects on Rivals coming in next year.
Yeah, which can mean nothing, but you're right.
I get it, but they're obviously very highly recruited and highly thought of. And I just wonder if these kids are prepared to go against these older teams in big spots, especially defensively. Kentucky is horrible at defending the three. They rank 341st in the country at defending the three.
They can't guard you or me.
They can't guard anybody outside the arc. And
right.
I'm not sure that you can just kind of coach that in a year. That's something that you kind of have to, as a team, chemistry-wise, you kind of build on with older guys and defending ball screens, which they're terrible at, too. I don't know. I can see why the Kentucky fans are pissed. I'm not saying he should be fired, but the heat is on, like Glenn Frey said.
No, there's no question the heat's on.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's already had, you know, for sale signs put on his yard by Kentucky fans. I mean, they are a little bit crazy. But all fans are a little bit crazy. It's just a matter of degree. But I hear everything you're saying. And the hardest thing, all coaches who coach at that level – tell me the same thing, that the hardest thing is a kid comes in as a freshman and you've recruited the heck out of him, you know, and told him you're going to be my next superstar. You know, we need you so much. And then the first day of practice, if you're doing your job, you got to say to the kid, you can't guard anybody.
Hmm.
because they can't.
Right.
None of those stars in high school are asked to play defense.
They're not asked to do that, right?
No, and in fact, sometimes they're asked not to play defense so they don't get in foul trouble because they need them to score. And so you're right. Again, one of the reasons we get these mid-major upsets, you mentioned Oakland has a six-year kid. They have a couple of fifth-year kids. They have a very experienced coach who knows John and knows how to coach against John. But the teams that pull the mid-major upsets tend to be teams with juniors and seniors. Mm-hmm. They're bigger, stronger, more experienced, and in many cases smarter than the teams with all the freshman superstars. That's why we see these upsets happen. And, with all the problems we have in college basketball, that's sort of one of the cool things, that the teams that get in with juniors and seniors out of the Horizon League aren't scared. You know, when I talked to the Oakland players on Wednesday, I had no sense they were scared. They were having just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And that's what leads to those kind of upsets. And that's why, think about this, if Oakland doesn't win that game, what are we talking about this morning? I mean, before that game, the first round, the afternoon was a snooze.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And to be fair, Golkey was just in a zone. I mean, they did an okay job on him for most of the game. I mean, he banked one in.
Right? I remember that.
But, you know, overall, they're not very good at defending three. So, I don't know. It's just a big question.
Well, and I think, again, Oakland knew that.
Yes.
I mean, again, you scout. And
you can't let him get the ball. He's the only kid. He comes off the bench and only shoots threes. Don't let him have the ball.
That's what he's there for.
Right, right.
He's not there to rebound. And teams know their own strengths and weaknesses. And I'm sure John felt walking off the court, well, this was predictable. Because no one knows his team better than the coach.
John, how surprised were you first by NC State's run through the ACC tournament last week here in D.C. at Capital One? And they take down a six seed yesterday with a pretty convincing win over Texas Tech.
Yeah, they're a talented team and have been all year, although they weren't going to the tournament if they didn't win the ACC.
Right.
And, you know, it's funny because they played Louisville in the first round. They were behind at halftime.
And Louisville's bad,
against a very bad team. And then they got it going. And now they feel like they're playing with house money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they felt like they were playing with house money in the Carolina game, although I think they had to win it to get in, so maybe not. Kevin Keats is a good coach. Again, NC State fans haven't been happy with him because he hasn't won more, but he's a very good coach. They've got talent. They've got experience. They're not a one-and-done team. And now they play Oakland. And who knows what happens in that game. So Gary Hahn, who has been their broadcaster, their play-by-play guy on radio for 34 years, is retiring. And at the ACC tournament every day, he said, well, might be going out to do my last game. And then he's in Pittsburgh, and he still hasn't done his last game yet. And that's kind of a cool story in itself.
All right, so there's just so many games to talk about, but let's kind of move on to today. Your thoughts on Duke and playing Vermont. Vermont's always in the tournament, it seems like.
Right.
Becker's been a really good coach there. The question is Duke physical enough, not just for Vermont, but just kind of going down the road? They got really good guards, but they don't have a true five.
True. Correct.
So, but your thoughts on the Duke-Vermont game today, and then if they win going forward?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're right about Vermont. They're in the tournament almost every year. I think they've won the American East 6 of the last 8 years. Becker's a hell of a coach. Mm-hmm. I would not be stunned if Vermont won. I mean, Duke has been very shaky since the North Carolina game, regular season. They lost NC State soundly. And you're right, they don't have a true big man. They could struggle on the boards. They should win. But again, Kentucky should have won last night. So you and Duke has lost in the past when Krzyzewski was still coaching the game to Mercer. They lost to Lehigh 1 year. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're not Tom Izzo where they're going to win the first round no matter who they play.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But more interestingly would be, not more interestingly, but if Duke does beat Vermont, they're going to play Wisconsin or James Madison. And mm-hmm. James Madison is one of the best stories in the tournament.
Yep, I agree.
Right up there with Duquesne, which is a great story. So I would not be shocked if Duke isn't playing next week. They didn't make it out of the first round, first weekend last year. They lost to a very good Tennessee team. But I wouldn't be shocked if they get beat either tonight or on Sunday. I wouldn't be shocked if they win both games either.
Hmm. John, I know you're an Ivy guy. Tell me about Yale, their chances against Auburn.
Yeah, you know, it's not a great draw for Yale because Auburn's so athletic. And they're going to have to control pace. They can't. If Auburn gets going up and down the court and making some threes, Yale's going to be in trouble. But it's a miracle that Yale is even in the field. Did you see the end of their game
Yes.
against Brown? Brown had them beat.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then missed four straight free throws.
Mm-hmm.
And Yale was able to make a shot just before the buzzer, literally just before the buzzer. The officials had to check to see if there was any time left. But James Jones, one of the underrated coaches in the country, too. I know I keep saying this about guys, but there's a reason they're in the NCAA. He took over at Yale. You know, they hadn't won anything in basketball since Naismith hung the first bucket. And he's had him in the tournament at least four times, maybe five. He got a win against Baylor a few years ago. The Ivy League was good this year. Princeton was very good. Yale was very good, and Cornell, great turnaround, was also very good. I mean, in the tournament, with three of the four teams I thought were good enough to get an NCAA bid, and then Brown, the one team that wasn't, should have won. So it was a good deep league this year, and I wouldn't be shocked if Yale won. I'm not shocked by anything in the NCAAs anymore. I don't know about you guys, But, you know,
not
ever
anymore.
Since
yeah.
ever since UMBC beat Virginia, mm-hmm. which shocked me, I look at games and I say the upset could happen. Often it doesn't. More often than not, it doesn't. But you look at the game and say it could happen. Like, I thought McNeese had a really good chance against Gonzaga last night, and Gonzaga blew him out, which should remind us how good a coach Mark Few is.
Hmm. All right, John, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Yep. See you, buddy.
Talk to
you.
John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. They have new drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, it's been a while, Brandon Lang, sports handicapper, betting insider, will join us. We'll get his thoughts on the Ohtani drama and more here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.